Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul, and today I'm alone here becoming the host, and I'm going to talk to Shelley Markham and Alan Rations. We're going to be talking about the fundraiser for Cyrano's that happens tonight at the Performing Arts Center. And welcome, Shelley and Alan, and tell me what you're going to be doing.
Well, hi, Jean. Thank you for letting us be here today.
Yes.
Shelley and I have worked on a cabaret show that I've done in Los Angeles that we've brought up here for the fundraiser for Cyrano called Songs and Stories. And I do a lot of stories from both my personal life and my professional life. I've been in some interesting things in O'Calcutta was an off-Broadway show that was very controversial back in the early 70s, and I tell some stories about what it was like to be in that show. L.A. Law was a long-running show that I was on and television, and I tell a story about the making of a bed scene in L.A. Law, and most actors just say, oh, these things are just so tedious to do these bed scenes, but sometimes they take a very odd turn, and I tell a story about that. And then we've had a lot of songs that Shelley and I have worked on, because Shelley is a longtime accompanist for just so many people, and it's been incredible working with him and finding the songs that, like, go to the stories that I'm talking about or that kind of heighten an area of my life. And we just have a wonderful grouping of songs, and I hope we have an interesting array of stories.
We do. I love actors that love to sing, and so many Broadway actors that I've worked with are like that. Their lyrics tell stories, as indeed Alan tells stories. You know, they really approach it from a whole different level, not just singing. But Alan happens to be a wonderful baritone, but he just loves to find songs that say something that people would really
really understand.
Yeah, they would really get to the point. So it's been a wonderful experience.
I bet it has.
Yeah. And because Shelley and I have been in the business for a long time. we've crossed paths without even knowing it at certain times, because when I was in O'Calcutta, Shelley had come to see O'Calcutta, and he was in the audience at O'Calcutta.
Incidentally, I was waving my hand because I saw it too.
Oh, good.
Jean.
Yeah, I was dating someone who was chained to a bed, and I
Oh, that's right. You were dating a cast member.
Yeah, I was dating a cast member, and I thought, oh, I can deal with this. And, you know, I realized I can't deal with it. Well, I couldn't deal with it at all.
My first job was for an airline, and I have passes. And since I came from New York and my family lived in New York, we went to New York almost every year, and we'd go into the city and watch every play we could.
That's it.
Well, that was quite an experience back then, and my father also came to see it, and he wasn't so happy about my being in it. My relatives came to see it, and I said, well, why didn't you guys come backstage and say hello? I said, Alan, what could we say to you after that? What could we say? So it was quite a time. And at a certain point, I left New York and came to Los Angeles. And I tell a story about how I met my wife in Los Angeles. I'm not going to tell that story now, but it was a very hot story. I'll say that. And it's been a very odd and long kind of career, because I started in New York as an actor and going to acting classes. And, you know, I've done just an occasional musical. But at a certain point after L.A. Law and after Dahmer and Greg, I wasn't on another television show. So I had I was between engagements, that's the professional term,
yes.
Or at liberty, that's another one.
On hiatus.
On hiatus,
that's,
yes,
that's, a good one.
That's another one. Or the horrible unemployed, which is the most direct.
Yes.
And so I just reconnected with my love of music, and there was this cabaret in Los Angeles called the Gardenia that has an open mic night. And I went in there a few times and thought, well, I don't know if this is for me or not. But then I started to hang out there and started to sing there. And it's been just a wonderful home and an exciting place to be. It's just an incredible array of talent that comes in there each week. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And then it was time to just sort of do my own show because they have people put on shows on the weekend at the Gardenia. So I started working with Shelley to do this. And we discovered we had a terrific rapport. And so then we did this show. I did it October 3rd. That was my birthday. That was the
That's
first
right.
time I did it. I thought, you know, I need to give myself a present on my birthday. And that present is an adventure, something challenging, something that I haven't done before. Not just a party, but something where I'll feel this was a special birthday. And so that's what I worked toward. And it was very exciting and satisfying. So listen, some people like to climb mountains and they have different kinds of adventures and challenges, but this has been mine, and it's been a great adventure and very satisfying.
Yeah, it was very interesting because a lot of these the poster said songs and stories, and I had never really heard the stories because he was kind of hoping he would save them, and I was on the floor laughing. I mean, it was just I didn't know that he was nearly that funny, and very truthful and very honest about everything he went through. So it was really fun to see it.
It's been, I grew up back in the radio days, so I'm telling a little bit about what it was like listening to The Shadow, for those people who remember The Shadow, and The Ed Sullivan Show, because I connected with a certain person who made multiple appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show, and tell a story about what it was like to meet Henny Youngman and what happened there. And so I have a different array of sometimes strange and bizarre and interesting and amusing stories, as well as some wonderful songs.
That's it.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul. We're talking to Shelley Markham and Alan Rakins about their coming production tonight for the Discovery Theater for Cyrano.
For the Cyrano Theater. Now, years ago in New York, I was cast in a play in Chicago, and I flew from New York to Chicago, and the lead in that play was Jerry Harper, who was the founder of Cyrano's, and he flew from Los Angeles to Chicago. And so we were in this play for a couple of months in Chicago called McBird, which was a sort of a controversial play in the 60s, a takeoff on Macbeth. And Jerry had the lead in that play, and I was one of the supporting people just under his lead. And so that's where we met, and it was very exciting to be to meet this guy from Los Angeles, who had an interesting life in Los Angeles, and we had a lot of fun together in this run of this play. I don't think Sandy was able to come out to see the play at the time, but we lived in adjacent apartments, and we had our dinners together. And, occasionally went out together after the show. So this is how I connected with Jerry a long time ago. And then when I moved to Los Angeles, I called Jerry, and he had me over the house for dinner, which is where I met Sandy. So now, these many years later, in terms of history, Sandy has called me and asked me to come out and do this benefit for Cyrano. So we had about 2 years of emails about, well, let's see, can I do this? When should I do it? This kind of thing. And at first I thought, oh, January would be a great idea. And then people started talking to me about, you know, have you considered the weather in Alaska? No, I haven't. No, not considered that. So you might want to consider that. And then I went and rethought this and everything. And now it looked like, you know, they said, you know, June might be a wonderful time to come out. And look what the weather gods have given us.
It's beautiful.
June is usually like this in Anchorage. But on July 4th, it starts to rain.
Oh, really? Well, then, I picked very well.
Yes, you did.
And couldn't be happier about that choice. So it took about 2 years of emails back and forth to get all the details right before this event happens. Really looking forward to it after all this time to finally connect and to do this show for the Cyrano Theater.
Well, give us just a little background on what you have done that people might have seen on television.
Well, two shows, I guess, that I'm mostly known for is L.A. Law, which had an eight-year run back when in the 80s on NBC. And after that, I played Dahmer's hippie dad on Dahmer and Greg, which is a show I really love doing as well, an ABC show, which was on for five wonderful years. And I always know where those shows are replaying in the world because I get autograph requests from that place. I happen to be getting a lot of autograph requests from Russia right now because I know that either Dahmer or L.A. Law is playing in Russia.
Well, I'm a can't wait till tonight to watch your show. And I want to welcome, I want to thank you both, Alan Rakins and Shelley Markham, who does the music for this show,
for
coming to Stage Talk and talking about your performance tonight. And I can't wait.
Thank you. It was great to be here, Jerry.
It was wonderful. Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. The Last Frontier Theater Conference will be held June 8th to 14th in Valdez, and I'm going. This annual worldwide conference attracts playwrights from around the world. For more information, go to theaterconference.org or just Google Valdez, Alaska.
The first of Stories at the Cemetery returns Sunday, June 21st at 7 p.m. at Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. Stories will be told at various gravesites. Enter at the John Bagoy Gate at 7th and Cordova Streets. Call 907-343-6814 for more information.
Summer Stock 2014, Schoolhouse Rock. Sounds like fun. Lessons will happen in Talkeetna, June 18th to July 24th, with performances July 25th to the 27th. For more information, go to the website events at DenaliArtsCouncil.org.
Tickets are available now at CenterTix for a benefit for Cyrano's Theater Company, Songs and Stories starring Alan Rakins. He will be accompanied by composer Shelley Markham. The benefit is tonight at 7:30 at the Discovery Theater at the Performing Arts Center. There will be a post-performance party at Cyrano's after the show. Thanks you for being with us today on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Alan Rakins and Shelley Markham, who are doing a show tonight in Anchorage. Thank you. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.